Boniface on an autumn day as the leaves began to fall. Wasn't long before the rhythm of the shipyards did call. Then off to work in Glasgow by the mighty River Clyde, where life's horizons opened up far and wide. The men in the yards work long hours with such small reward. You resolved to help them to get what they deserved. It was time for the men to come together, led by you. So you formed a union in the year of 82, and you were the workers' pioneer, taking on the bosses with no favour or fear. Down to our own shipyards by our river so fair, birthplace of so many ships that sailed everywhere. The Associated Sailors shipwrights moved to the coaly town, and you came to live in Heaton in a home that was so fine. Soon Parliament was calling and you stood in old Dundee in 1906 and became Scotland's first Labour MP. But was to Newcastle you returned time and again, as you kept your home in Heaton through the years of a wind and rain. And you were the workers' pioneer, taking on the bosses with no favour or fear. Pioneer, taking on the bosses with no favour or fear. So you strode across our nation's gilded stage, fighting for the workers' rights with every turn of the page. When your time as an MP came to an end, you returned to Heaton to all your old friends. So tell me, Alexander, where are the pioneers like you? Where are Labour and the unions headed to? Who can make such a difference in our old troubled time, in the way that you did when you came to live by the Tyne? And you were the Heaton pioneer, and you chose to end your days here. Yes, you were the Heaton pioneer, and you chose to end your days here.